Feel incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is back in full effect, man. I'm talking everybody. We got a full house in this bitch. I'm talking myself, Brennan, Ice, Riggedy Robin, this motherfucker.
Yep.
Killer Cam in this bitch. And we got a great, the always hilarious special guest, Roxy Hayes, y'all.
Hi! Give it up, Roxy everybody. Hayes, man. Wait a minute. Hey, y'all.
Roxy Hayes is back with us, man. You know what to do. Join that Patreon, Animation, patreon.com/animation. Let me tell you something. Y'all missed a hell of a discussion before this podcast ripped off. We went at it for like, I feel like it's like 20, 30 minutes.
At least.
Before it started. That's why you got to join that Patreon, baby. That's what we do. We talk our shit on there, man. So join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. You know what we're doing here. We talk our shit. We do one-off debates and stuff like that. This weekend, we went and saw the...
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to help Keenan, but yeah.
I was waiting.
Keenan was doing a dramatic pause.
No, I was doing that because I was like, did I miss anything?
No, you're
supposed to go into. Okay, yeah, that's why I paused.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. It was a. We'll get into our discussion, but we're gonna get into some quick factual actuals real quick.
Hit us with the factual actuals.
Hit us with some factual actuals. Some whactual actuals. What we call them when I'm doing them because Brennan is that's
he's
his
a hoe.
And on top of that, he's a
hoe. Did you just put my medal in your titties?
Yep.
See, Brennan.
Wow.
Well,
that's the
Brennan. Can you touch him? I don't know how the work climate works with this stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I got some factual action. I did my research, man. You got to give your shit afterwards.
Go ahead. Do it.
He said, I worked hard for this.
I Googled
it. Nothing I worked hard for, but we can give my shit first.
Clear out the lane.
I'm literally on the
Keenan's going ISO on the factual action. Clear out.
All right. This is based off the manga volume of Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. So that's what it's based off of. Film was set a year roughly before the events of Jujutsu Kaisen, the TV series. And follow Yuta Okuso's character. I forgot. I don't know how to say his name. let's get into the fun facts. Jujutsu Kaisen this weekend brought in $17.6 million this weekend.
Hey.
Okay.
That's and pretty
is that
good
for domestically, an anime film, or
that's
is that,
that is,
what did Demon Slayer do?
I'm gonna get into all that. Domestically, that's actually pretty good for an anime movie out here.
For domestic, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's actually
in the US?
Incredible. Demon Slayer.
I guess we would technically be internationally, right?
So our domestic, the U.S. domestic, in a sense, is $17.6 million. Demon Slayer. You know what Demon Slayer did?
21.
21.
Respectable 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But back over there in their land.
Their land?
Japan.
Jujutsu Kaisen did $107 million that year and was the highest grossing movie in December 2021.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
For that whole year.
They were doing numbers over there.
They wasn't playing no fucking game in 2021.
That's
so,
shit.
Respectable.
Did we compare that to Demon Slayer's release?
Yes, we're gonna go into that too.
Cool.
Come on, research.
Worldwide, Jujutsu Kaisen did $127 million.
Okay,
so that's pretty damn good. So in Japan, Demon Slayer. Guess how much Demon Slayer did?
A lot.
How much was Jujutsu Kaisen again?
$107 million.
You said 107 or 170?
107.
Okay.
150. I'm gonna say 150.
150.
151.
Jesus fucking right. Price is right, motherfucker.
I was gonna say 150 and he said it, so I was mad. So fuck you.
I'm gonna go with what were we talking about?
Just say 149.
149 and a penny.
I feel like I saw my numbers already.
I didn't see it. 130.
Killing. I gotta go. I don't know, 140.
$364 million.
Oh, we were.
This guy wins.
I was going to go 200.
This guy wins. Woo! Running for the win, guys.
$364 million in Japan alone.
That's crazy.
That is fucking insane.
That's sick.
That destroyed everything.
Didn't it make over 400?
It made $450 million
worldwide. So it's not even close.
I thought it was closer.
I thought when they were saying like Jujutsu Kaisen came in second, I was like, oh, okay, that's they get it close.
No,
it's not even fucking close.
Demon Slayer also came out at a time when that was peak pandemic, and that was the highest grossing movie, I think.
I still don't think Jujutsu Kaisen does those numbers.
It doesn't. It's not even in the same realm.
Demon Slayer had more against it.
Oh,
Demon Slayer had more against it. It still outperformed any movie that year.
What do you think worldwide? Demon Slayer would have did without the pandemic?
Oh, probably like 500.
Went crazy.
Half a bill?
Yeah, they have like restaurants and stuff to Demon Slayer. Like Demon Slayer is huge.
Yeah.
There's restaurants to Demon Slayer? Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they did like a whole Universal Studios thing in Japan.
Yeah, they did.
Like that, it's
Sir Spectacular said that that metal is lost in the abyss.
Oh,
darkness.
No, that's hilarious.
So the director of this movie was Sung-Hoo Park. He directed it. He also directed the series also. And guess what other show he did?
Kuroko no Basket?
Got a high school.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, I can see it.
That issue with sense, right?
When it get a little scratchy, when it get a little sketchy-ish, I can see it.
I was going to say, my issues with Got a High School weren't necessarily the direction as much as it was just the story in general.
That's fair.
Are you going to talk about Hiroshi?
Oh, so you want to go into the writer then? Oh, okay.
You talk about Hiroshi?
Who we got next?
Oh, yeah, huh?
Hiroshi, huh?
Hiroshi, yeah.
Is that the writer?
Hiroshi Seiko, he's a writer. He did Attack on Titan. He did Mob Psycho.
Okay.
I can see it.
Serpent of the End. I don't even know what that is. And then Jujutsu Kaisen also.
That's good. I mean, that's a good list.
Pretty good track.
Pretty strong list, actually.
I mean, it depends on when you ask about Attack on Titan, when Rob would like think it's good writing or not. If you asked him a year ago, he'd be like, kill this man.
Just
a couple years ago.
Yeah. Do you feel like Mob Psycho is good writing? Or you feel
show? Yes. It's excellent writing.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my tops for sure.
I would agree with that.
Okay. So, wasn't much. That was all really for my factual actuals. Do you have anything extra you wanted to add, Brennan?
I'm working on
Nope.
Okay, cool.
What did you have? You didn't have?
No, I completely forgot to do them. So,
Yeah, I mean, Rob gave me the heads up. So
it's all good because we're still the greatest.
I made it. I got
fucking
it
anime podcast.
Bro,
no,
I'm sorry, in the entire world.
Yeah, he screams it every time.
I just wish you would tell someone.
Here's the thing. Brennan,
Brennan. No, it's just to save my eardrums. That's why I take it off.
Okay. Brennan.
He yells it.
Brennan said, I got it off. Your headphones off was absolutely
before he got it. Before he even got into the G and greatest, the headphone was gone. I just heard the, and I was just like,
just turn the volume down.
Yeah.
No, the volume is already where I want it to be, though. That's the problem. It's like, it's perfect. And then he does that shit, and I get ringing in my fucking ears. Mm. So
sounds
like
a bitch to me.
I take them off.
I destroyed my eardrums years ago.
All right, man. So I believe that's it for the actual actuals. I believe Rob has a nice little quick little recap for us.
I got a recap. I'm going to gloss over some things because obviously there's a lot and we saw this last night. So as the movie starts, we meet Yuta. Much like Yuji, he was taken in by the Jujutsu Sorcerers for having a special grade curse placed on him that is totally out of his control and seems to be killing people who threaten him. They have plans to execute him, but Gojo, of course, has other plans to train him as a sorcerer. Sorry. Basically, the same thing that happened to Yuji.
Master Roshi.
He's so fine.
Yuta is much different than Yuji, though. He's much more depressed about his condition, which makes sense. The curse haunting him is the spirit of his dead childhood friend / sweetheart, Rika, who had her head crushed by a car in front of him after the two promised to stay together forever. Now,
brutal death.
She kills anybody who tries to hurt him, and that has caused Yuta to seek isolation. As he meets the other first years in his class, Maki, Toge, Panda, things get off to bad start. Maki points out that he has clearly been bullied in the past, and the group gets split into pairs for training. Maki and Yuta are sent to a school to take care of a curse that has been kidnapping children. Maki cuts down a few low-level curses that have been grouped together, kind of lets him know, like, hey, weaker ones, they group together. But most are too scared to come out because of the immense energy given off by Rika.
Is that something they said in the show?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I know with Yuji, with the Sukuna curse, like people are like drawn to him. Mm-hmm. I think essentially because of that cursed energy. That is, except for one very large curse that sneaks around a corner and swallows both of the first year's whole in one fell swoop. In the curse's stomach, they find the missing kids, but Maki starts to succumb to the energy of the curse. Mm-hmm. Desperate, Yuta summons Rika to help, and she bursts out of the curse that swallowed them and beats it to death. While Yuta carries everybody else to safety.
Beats the shit out of
Yo.
It.
Yeah.
Nearby, Ghetto watches with much interest.
Ghetto. Ghetto.
It's not like
they say,
yeah.
They out there
Ghetto
watching. I was like, what is Ghetto watching?
Gojo is pleased with Yuta's progress, continues to vouch for him in front of the elders who want to execute him. He tells Yuta that, you know, hey, you got to continue your training. You got to find a way to put Rika's curse energy into a weapon. Gives him a katana to train with. He then starts training with Maki, and it's clear to us and also Panda that the two are building a connection with each other. Gojo then sends Yuta on a mission with Toge, which should be very simple in-and-out exorcism at an abandoned mall. Toge is able to use his cursed speech to wipe out a horde of curses that look like a school of fish. But Ghetto surprises them by unleashing a first-grade curse on them to try and draw out Rika. The two students are caught up in the trap, and at first Toge tries to solve the issue on his own, but Yuta refuses to sit this one on the sidelines, tells Toge, you know, let me help you in this situation. Two work together to fight the curse. We see that Yuta's sword-fighting skills have increased from his training with Maki, and he's able to distract the curse long enough for Toge to get in position, finish off the curse with the speech. After Gojo suspects Ghetto is involved in these recent attacks, tries to warn the principal that that the danger is coming for them. And from there, we actually see a bit of Ghetto's life. He leads a cult of people, runs an exorcism business, kind of like Mob and Reagan, but his is for a scam, basically to collect all these curses for himself and build an army to overthrow the humanity's control of society. We see he's also recruited a small group of other curse users who want to live more openly and escape persecution. It's not long before Ghetto rolls up on the school, announces his plan to unleash thousands of curses on Tokyo and Kyoto on December 24th, start his genocide of non-curse user humans. While there, he tries to recruit Yuta, but Yuta immediately loses interest when Ghetto starts insulting Maki for her inability to use curses. Later, Ghetto tells his team that the attacks on the cities are really just a cover to get Yuta on his own. And as he knows, like, hey, he'll be left behind at the school. His plan is to kill Yuta and then steal Rika from him to use as his own curse, which will make his army of curses infinitely stronger.
Putin-like.
The day of the attack arrives and the sorcerers prepare for the fight. Gojo notices Ghetto is not there. And the two were old friends, so Gojo knows him well enough that, like, he must be going after Yuta, sends Toge and Panda back to the school to help Maki protect him. Alone at the school, Maki and Yuta have a heart-to-heart and are very nearly, you know, confessing their feelings for each other. But Ghetto arrives, starts wreaking havoc.
That's a funny sentence. Ghetto arrives, wreaking havoc.
Doesn't Rob?
Tell us about that, Rob. What about Ghetto, Rob?
He was scaring the kids, I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Maki and Toge and Panda try to hold him back, but they are no match for the Ghetto. And his curse manipulation is too strong for them. The Ghetto nearly kills all three of these first-year students.
See, now you're having fun with it. I don't like your tone, Rob. I'll tone it back.
You sound like you want to gentrify the Ghetto. That's what it sounds like you want to do, Rob.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. In the city, the action primarily centers around Gojo as he fights the curse user Miguel. Though we get a lot of cameos here from characters including Kento and the Kyoto Jujutsu students, during these cameos, we see that two of the young curse users working with Ghetto were saved by him when they were younger. They had been tortured in the countryside where they were basically not accepted for being sorcerers, and he killed their captors and freed them. So we get to see, you know, kind of a sympathetic villain in some senses. In Gojo's fight, he sees that, you know, he's trying to finish things as fast as possible, blasting through Miguel's attacks and the curses that try to intervene. Miguel knows he's outmatched and just tries to hold on for as long as he can. At the school, Yuta comes across his hurt friends, promises to kill Ghetto. He whisks his friends away and demonstrates in his first year at the school, he's learned a lot about curse abilities, like being able to use his energy to heal, and even copies Toge's curse speech technique to kill a group of weak curses that he has thrown at him. They engage in hand-to-hand combat, and Geto shatters Yuta's sword, but allows Yuta an opening to just punch him straight in the face. In the final showdown, Geto says he's going to prepare to kill Yuta by unleashing a special grade curse, and also the powers of, like, all of his curses combined into one. Knowing this could be the end, Yuta strikes a deal with Rika to give him all of her powers, and in return, he will join her in the afterlife. She agrees, and Yuta is able to release a curse blast powered by love. That is powerful enough to destroy Geto's attack and blow off one of his arms. As Gojo reaches the school to help, he finds Geto dying, tells him, you know, hey, your plan to steal Rika never would have worked. He looked into Yuta's family history, and it turns out that he was a descendant of the same line of sorcerers as him, meaning Gojo. And it turns out that it was never Rika that cursed Yuta, but Yuta that cursed Rika by not wanting to let go of someone he loved. He merely laughs at this and just tells Gojo to finish him off. And over a black screen, we hear the finishing blow. Back with the kids, Maki, Togi, and Panda wake up Yuta and thank him for healing him, saving their lives. They are horrified to hear about his bargain with Rika, but he is willing to follow her into the afterlife. However, Gojo arrives, tells them that, you know, about Yuta's lineage, and that, and with that, Rika transforms back into her childish self.
Childish self.
She thanks Yuta for allowing her to spend more time with him, but says, you know, she hopes it's a long time before they meet up together in the afterlife. And then they watch as she dissolves and heads off for a peaceful rest. After the credits roll, we see that Yuta has been following Miguel to his native Kenya, where he is being trained, presumably at the request from Gojo, who recruited Miguel to their side after the fight in the city ended. And that's where we finished up with the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie.
Yes, Rob.
Hey, let's not forget. He watched this movie yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And it's like no playback or nothing like that. This is one take Drake out here. With the recap.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Rob, did you actually write that all from memory? Did you look something up?
That last little bit about the after credits thing, I looked up some stuff because I ended up spoiling some shit for me, unfortunately. But I was like,
I remember, what is he here for?
We watched that in the theater. We all just looked at each other like,
everybody said, what the fuck is he doing here?
Yeah. So apparently, after that fight, Gojo recruits Miguel to their side. And he's like, yeah, I'll help you out, but doesn't want Gojo around because he's like, you beat my ass and I don't really like you, but I'll help you train this guy. Mm-hmm. So basically, Yuta's on like an exchange student program, learning from Miguel. So
he's the first guy that we've seen stand up to Gojo. Too,
yeah,
though.
Which
like,
was crazy.
He got smacked the fuck up.
No, he got his ass whipped. He didn't die instantly. You know what
I'm saying? He didn't get like twisted like that dude that wanted to turn
like a wild.
Yo, Waimo, that guy.
I mean, Gojo even said it. Gojo even said like, "Yo, that whip is serious." That he had.
So pretty much that's why we don't see the year one. I mean, we don't see him.
Yeah, so he's not around in the school basically because he's being trained by Miguel, possibly because he's like. Now that Rika's gone, like, and Ison even sent us a follow up thing. In the middle of this whole movie, what we didn't see was there was that inner student competition that we saw in season one. Mm-hmm. But Yuta was so powerful, he was on his own third team by himself and won. Mm. Apparently.
Okay.
Because they were just like, okay, we can't give him to Tokyo. He's too powerful. Mm. And so he had his sword and Rika, and he was so powerful, he wiped out everybody, which is why Toto was just like, where the fuck is Yuta? I want to see this dude again.
Shit.
Got so this you. Happened during the...
That happened in the middle of this movie, but we just didn't see it.
Because some people was like, how can Yuta lose his powers and still be able to take on Toto? But that makes sense now because...
Yeah, I mean, I think Yuta... I mean, I would argue that Yuta was going to probably end up being more powerful than having that curse at some point because he created the curse.
The curse is his.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so he did it, through speech.
Yeah.
You know,
which is crazy.
Which is actually kind of dope when he brought
the speech. That was
fire.
That was probably one of my favorite parts.
When he brought out the little
thing. Yes,
I said that after the movie. When he brought out the little bullhorn.
The megaphone
thing.
He could have used that more times, didn't he?
Well, no, because it disintegrated. I think it broke
itself. It was only a one-off type thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Well, because like every time, I forget the guy who does the voice thing, he's got to take that medicine because obviously it causes damage. So I'm assuming it broke the bullhorn after.
Okay.
Yeah. I love him too. He's so cute.
Togi's great. I love Togi.
Shout out to Rob for that recap, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob is man. Yo, I'm gonna say it, man. Rob is the best out here in this anime game.
Thanks, guys.
When it comes to recaps, dog. Anybody else out here doing recaps? Nah, fuck it. He's the greatest fucking anime recapper.
Almost okay.
In the entire world.
Thank you, Keenan. Much appreciated.
This is a nice episode.
I think Brennan was more disappointed in that. What you just said?
Oh, why are you disappointed in it?
He's projecting. No, because you messed up a couple words and me eyes caught eyes when you did it. Okay. And I was like, you gonna say something? And I was like, no, I'm not gonna say anything. He was like, I'm about to say something. And no. Then he's like, Brendan was disappointed. And I was like, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Well, should have said.
It's just funny. I just love it because you be buffering, bro. It's funny to me.
I do be buffering. I talk too fast and I stutter, man. It is what it is.
It's amazing.
You do good for your ailments.
Damn.
Okay.
All right.
Coming
up.
With the woman's voice up. Makes it so much worse.
That's fucked up.
She
said, you didn't help that situation at all.
I didn't.
And you knew you didn't help that situation.
You knew
you
didn't. You
knew it was.
You're a comedian.
It was,
you know,
once
you did
I
not.
Laughed, I was like, oh, that was bad. That wasn't. That sounded not how I wanted it.
Yeah, that's all good.
You do great.
No, it's all good. I ain't tripping.
I just.
It's the laugh. Y'all were right. The laugh.
It'll be the last day on this podcast. I'll tell you that shit. What? It'll be the last day you ever see the inside of this.
No. You pulling a Brennan now.
Yeah.
I'm shutting down the studio.
I'm back next week.
So let's get into... Yeah, I know. I love Roxy, y'all. Let's get into the question portion of the show. First question, man. This is no, it's not a two-part. The second one's a two-part. Let's get into the first question. How would you compare this to the Demon Slayer movie? Which did you like better? We can also cover the Patreon poll.
But it is a two-part question.
It is, but honestly, our two-part question. So we did a Patreon poll, y'all, that if you're on Patreon, you saw it, and people are voting on it. So let's give our takes first, and you want to go into the poll afterwards?
Yeah, sure. And the poll is still going to be live for, like, the rest of the week. So, you know, okay. If you haven't seen the movie yet, you can still see it, weigh in a couple days. I mean, we can even talk about it, you know, maybe next week where people landed. But for now, I mean, we've had a couple people weighing in. And, well... We can get to that later, but yeah.
Go ahead. It's on you, Rob.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, to be honest, I think I like the Demon Slayer movie a little bit better, personally. I felt like I did enjoy both, but I found that it felt like there were I liked that you know, the Demon Slayer movie was more of a progression of the story of what we were on. This felt like we were sort of backtracking a bit, and while it kind of I felt like answered some questions that I had and made some explanations about the world and how those things work, it didn't really add anything super new to the conversation. And the idea that we kind of always knew where it was going to end up. Like, I'm watching this movie, like, I'm not really worried about anybody. But in the Demon Slayer movie, like, I know things are about to go down. And I think both movies kind of suffered from some pacing problems. But overall, I got to say, like, I think for me, the Demon Slayer Mugen Train arc was a bit stronger.
Okay. Roxy.
I'm gonna agree, and I loved, like, I think I probably liked the movie more than, from what I've heard y'all say thus far, I liked it way more than any of y'all liked it. I just like love stories, so anything with love, I'm like, yay, that's cute.
Boom.
Suck my dick. But I agree with most of the stuff you said. I feel like Demon Slayer was just like a stronger movie overall. Like, if I had to pick one of those movies to watch, just to watch, I would watch Demon Slayer. But I just love Jujutsu Kaisen so much. Like, I don't care if it was a great movie. Me and Cam kind of talked about it before we started too. It's like, I went in it knowing, like, this isn't gonna be part of, like, where I'm at watching the anime. This is like a prequel. So, like, I knew it was gonna set up stuff. I didn't expect, like, a whole lot to happen. I didn't expect anybody to die or anything like that. It was more so like, I know this is gonna explain some of the stuff. So just already having that in mind, knowing it wasn't gonna be like no crazy action, I liked it.
Plus, the action was pretty good though. I'll just say
it was good. But like, if we're going action, Demon Slayer had way more action. Like, that was crazy. That was crazy. I did want to see Gojo fight, but we're probably getting to that more. We're just talking about what I like. And Gojo was fine. So just, I wanted more of that. I think if they had showed him more with his clothes off, I probably would've, it would have bumped
we
it up.
We had people legitimately like whooping in our theater.
Oh, us,
this girl was cosplaying as Gojo right next to me.
Oh, really? That's fire.
I
that. That's cool.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. They put all the fine men that I like in there, so I was just excited. I would have liked more of that, but still, Demon Slayer was better for comparing. But I really, really liked the movie.
Brennan?
I'm gonna take Demon Slayer. I mean, one of the easiest reasons is because of the visceral reaction that I had to Demon Slayer in certain parts. If you guys remember, like, cutting his own throat. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that part of the movie, I was like, oh, whoo. You know what I'm saying? It really makes you just, like, take a moment. You're like, good Lord. Like, this is what we're doing? You know? That's what this movie is? Like, I just didn't see that coming. You know? And so that's what one of my favorite things about content in general, outside of, obviously, you guys know how much I love world building, all this, when we talk about seasons of things like that. But when it comes to just a short story, it's like, I like having elements of things that I can't see, can't see coming. And in that moment, not only was it something I couldn't see coming, it's something I couldn't imagine doing. And so that really took that movie up for me in a lot of ways. Action was better. And this movie, you know, it definitely got after it and definitely answered a lot of, you know, random things that I didn't even realize I had questions for. And it was decent, but I think the Demon Slayer movie was better.
That's crazy. You know, killing yourself to get out of that. And
right.
Sounds like a great protagonist.
Don't start.
Oh, I thought you were about to come for me. And I was like, oh no, that wasn't for me.
That's probably the only person he can kill. So moving forward, Demon Slayer movie was better. Yeah, you guys made some great points. Yeah, some really, really good points, and I did all of those. I don't really have nothing much to add to those.
I would give Demon Slayer a slight edge. I agree with Robin in sense of the pacing. When we watched that movie, I was like, God damn, this shit feel longer than a motherfucker. This is like, I feel like a 2 hour or something movie. Was it 2 hours?
The Demon Slayer movie?
Yeah.
I don't think quite.
It felt like it was about 2 hours. But the reason why I actually, because I talked to my brother a little bit more about it too. And Roxy has a great point too with Jujutsu Kaisen in the sense of like, all right, you got to give it that fair assessment in the sense of like, it is technically a prequel. Yeah. So we have to go in there with the mindset of like knowing that there's not going to be less sacrifice than Demon Slayer, which is pretty much the next arc.
Well, unless forward story progression because of where it's set.
Right. But I would still give Demon Slayer a slight edge as the movie because, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, this made you... I still didn't feel the way I felt for anybody like I did feel for Rengoku. And they did that.
They did that within
an hour and some change.
Rengoku.
And it was just like, we felt
even watching the second, even watching the next season when they started recalling those scenes that you even felt.
Yeah, I think it was Ice that said if Yuji, was it, I forgot his name, who's the main character in this one?
Utah?
Game? I think it was you that said, or maybe Rob or somebody, it was just like, if he died, I would have been like, oh, damn.
Yeah, like you need.
You wouldn't have necessarily felt.
Well, he was
like
he was hard. Yeah. He was not that easy to love. You know, like how he came into the show.
He was a weirdo.
He's like self-depreciating.
He came
and all
in
that.
Like a Deku, but at least Deku had 4 or 5 seasons to get have us like him. But
he's still annoying.
So
I mean,
Deku gets.
But it's the same
though.
Thing with Rengoku. We didn't have time to like Rengoku. He came in pretty quickly.
No, Rengoku's lovable from the moment he came on camera.
He was
though.
Eating delicious.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's dope.
Not like they call him Big Bro and all.
Yeah, they bonded so quick that you bonded with him.
That gave it the slight edge to me. I don't necessarily think that it's a way better movie though. But that it did give for that particular reason why we all felt he pulled our heartstrings. We love Rengoku. So it gives my side edge. So next question: what do you think Yuta? What do you think of Yuta as a main character and his curses ability? And do you prefer him or Yuji as the main character?
Ooh.
Rob, you want to?
Why don't you go first? I took the last one first.
this is technically our dual question, but I think he was cool as a main character. I think he was a little boring throughout, and then I think he kind of stepped it up towards the end. I started to like him towards the end, really towards those fight scenes. And then he saw his personality kind of come out. He turned up. He's like, "Let's get it," pretty much. Mm-hmm. I was all right, cool. Do I prefer him over them as a main character? No, I think Yuji. Damn, I'm fucking the names. I think Yuji's dope. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He gets active. Mm-hmm. He came on the screen at first like, "Yo, I'm willing to sacrifice. Let's get with it." And that's the type of protagonist that I like. He wants the business immediately. There's character development, but there's no bitch in him. You know, and I like characters like that. I like characters with no bitch in them.
Yeah,
that's just me personally. I don't like Shinji's out here in these streets. Mm-hmm. So
you know what Ice is about to say.
I'm not saying anything. You said enough with your.
I had nothing to say.
He did like this.
He's over there.
I have nothing to say.
Go ahead, Ice. Go ahead.
Answer the question, yeah, Yuta's. I don't know. It was cool. I think the story and the love behind it made it kind of whack to me. I'm just not a fan of that. I'm just
Roxy shaking her head like, you motherfucker.
I wasn't a fan of the whole thing. His with Megumi, I like Megumi's because they have similar type of like we have control or something. And he has the dogs and it's the wolves or something like that. And I'd much rather see Megumi get active than him.
What's his last name? Fika.
I don't know.
I forget which one.
Yeah. But he's okay. Definitely one of they're amongst the powerful sorcerers.
Yeah,
families,
and so. I like Megumi better. Not that he's talking about it, I'm just saying somebody that has a similar curse type to Yuta. But yeah, Yuji is not even close. I think. By the time, to Keenan's point, by the time that he got active like that, I had already lost, like, care in him because he had that fucking 30 to 45 minutes of him crying and not being accepted and talking about his love. And it's like, bro, you getting active now, but it's like, I don't care no more. So maybe if they got to that sooner, I would have liked him better, but I would much rather a Yuji show than a Yuta show.
Yeah, and I didn't get my a take on her curse, on his curse ability. I think it was kind of dope. I actually kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. And I think I was wondering when they're going to expand on it more, but I guess mm-hmm. now it's technically over.
I think them putting it in the katana was kind of dampening it. I think just bring her out every time. I know they were trying to get him to control it and stuff. Yeah, I get it. But it's like putting it in a katana, I was like, nah.
But my understanding was that they were going to kill him if he brought her out.
Yeah, like he couldn't keep bringing it. Because they were saying they didn't know if he could control her. So that he's like, I can't just get why they did it.
But I'm just saying... I like him just bringing him out. Put the ring on. Let's get active.
Could anybody but Gojo kill him?
Probably.
Because they said at the beginning, like, we already sent, like, a couple, like, grade 2 and 3 sorcerers at this kid, and he fucking turned him around.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. Gojo wasn't willing to do it. And they're like, yeah, if you do it again, then we're going to kill you. Gojo was like, well, I'm siding with him. So at that point, it's like, what y'all going to do?
I think, I mean, granted, we saw the fight, but I think. Out the gun, Ghetto probably could have got him. Ghetto, like, at the beginning, before he, like, you did this to my friends. But out the gate, I feel like Ghetto could have got him.
Because of what Ghetto was trying to do, he couldn't have killed him easily. He had to wait until she was released to then kill him. Exactly. So it's kind of like he had his hands tied for that strategy.
Rob?
I mean, I echo a lot of what's been said so far. I mean, I liked him. He felt much more like, in some ways, a bit more of a traditional sort of anime protagonist in some ways, where he was a bit more emotional, and whereas, again, I don't need to rehash a lot of what you have said, but I personally prefer Yuji, and I was even mentioning this with Cam earlier. I found after the movie, I'm just like, what I felt was missing from this movie that they have on the show is some of the fun, and I think Yuji is responsible for a lot of that because of who he is and the levity he brings and the show and the world is so dark. And Yuji is very like light and funny, and Yuta, I like him, but he didn't do anything to offset that. He's just also dark, and I get why. Like and it's just a different take on the character, but if I had to, like, if they were like, all right, well, we're going to continue the show with one of these two guys, I would go with Yuji
all day.
Roxy.
I'm so sorry. I was listening to y'all. Can you repeat the question?
The question is, what do you think of Yuta as a main character and his curse abilities? And then do you prefer him over Yuji as a main character?
Well, I'm going to start with the first. I like Yuji more, like everybody. Like, I don't think anybody in the theater was like, that's the guy. Like, he's my favorite. For all the same reasons y'all said, he's fun. Yeah. He's funny. I feel like his purpose is better, but it's also like we've seen him grow over the course, like we had more time to get to know him. So it's the familiarity too. But I like Yuta as a main character. I felt like he was a really good main character just because, like, I felt like he was relatable. Like, Yuji is dope and he's funny and he's hilarious, but he's not necessarily as relatable to, like, normal people. Like, watching somebody die in front of you and then acting that way is how most people would act. You know what I mean?
And that's fair.
Like, Yuji saw his grandfather die, and then he was just like, I'm going to go get strong. Like, that's an anime protagonist, but that's not as relatable as, like, you watch somebody die, and then you're fucking depressed for the rest of your life.
Because
that's
how
normal people would.
In front of you.
And you're loving your life.
Her head smashed in front of you. Of course you're going to be fucking sad. So even him, from the beginning, being as sad as he was to now being like, look, I have friends. Like, to me, that was really cool. And it was slow, but it was like, it was an emotional growth, so it's not going to be as, like, I'm getting stronger, I'm fighting. It's more of him, like, being okay, learning how to trust, and, like, you know, being in a space where he finally has friends.
Not, like, a physical.
You know, it wasn't as action-packed, and, of course, he's not going to be as likable. And he had some little funny moments. I am glad they did that, because that shit was fucking dark. So, like, even Panda being like, what kind of titties you like? Like, that was really funny to me. But, yeah. Did I answer it? My bad. I smoked a joint before I got here.
No, actually, I mean, you actually gave more perspective on Yuta, to be honest. I wasn't thinking about that deep, but go ahead, Brennan.
Thanks.
Yuta, I had a hard time relating to Yuta even with that, you know, because, you know, at some point you'd realize you'd
have
to be curious.
That's funny, y'all both punk-ass bitches.
What'd you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He said punk-ass.
Me?
He said it.
Oh, cool. So like I was saying, so...
That's how you just toss it back?
Yeah.
Cool. So Yuta is interesting to me because I feel like it'd be impossible to have that strong of a curse that's around you and not be, like, trying to figure out something about it, you know, where he was just depressed and in his head and just like, I don't know, like, don't get near me. I'm scared of it. I'm scared of everything. It's like, it's very obvious at this point that this curse isn't trying to hurt you. And it's only hurting people who try to hurt you. And so, like, I feel like I would be doing something more than just being super, like, depressed. Because this is, like, years later. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This isn't like, okay, cool, like, she died this week, and then, you know, the following week, you know, Gojo pulls up. You know what I'm saying? It was some time, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, also, he was a kid.
Well, yeah,
though.
I
was
gonna say that's
he was a kid, but I'm still saying, like, but years of living with something, you figure out something about it. He didn't know shit about it.
Yeah, yeah. But you're 10.
I mean, it was.
And where does he go?
Yeah, it had been about 6 years, I think.
6 years
when
is what they said. Yeah.
But
yeah.
In 6 years, he learned nothing.
But I'm saying,
but
like,
who were his guides?
Who would have taught him anything? No one. If anything, they were like, we're gonna lock you away, and then you don't help him at all.
If you're comparing to like you and your situation with like your brother and your family, you would probably have more people to go back to and be like, all right, how you can get through it. And
the
then your mindset
I mean, but,
now
but
too.
Also, I mean, but they also they don't speak to what family this dude has.
That's
so
true.
We don't even know if he has a brother. We don't know what he has.
We don't know.
No, but he has zero family. Show up.
Did they never really expound upon what he was doing those 6 years?
That's what I'm saying.
For him to be sitting damn near in a field
in
position
isolation.
In a
they
chair
was beating his ass
6 years. That's what I'm saying though. And they just showed him in school, and then people shoved in a locker.
And the people that they said they sent to him, like. Did they try to fight him? Did they try to console
him? Yeah, I'm assuming
him?
Like, they probably tried to exorcise the spirit. Yeah.
No, they did
the
same
curse.
Thing the classmates did. Yeah. As soon as he walked in the room, they were all just like, you're cursed. We're about to fucking exorcise this curse.
And see, that's why I understand.
Then,
that's
so
why
Gojo
I understand
was like,
his
oh, I'm
fear
coming to,
of the curse to, because he can't control it. And yes, it may only attack people who are like mean to him, but that's also, there's a huge misunderstanding with the students who are in that room, is they weren't trying to kill him, but the curse is ready to kill them.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but also, funny moment when Gojo was like, you guys probably should stand back. You know? Yeah. Y'all should take a step back. But to short answer the quick question quickly, I like you, the main character protagonist
Yuji.
For the show. Mm-hmm. Yuji, thank you. I'm bad with names. I like him better for all the reasons you guys said. And mm-hmm. I really do like, what's the other guy's name?
Yuta.
Yuta's curse, his powers. I don't feel like we really got to learn about his powers,
really.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot that was a
but, I mean... Yeah. Yeah, but I think that he, arguably, I mean, he's Gojo's relative.
Mm-hmm.
I like, that's the thing. I walked out of that movie theater more than anything else. I'm like, no, I want to see this guy now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he created that curse by as a child.
On accident.
When he learns about what he's really capable of, like, he's
monster.
Probably one of, he's mm-hmm. probably one of the only people who can stand up to Gojo.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, to be fully honest, it's just like, that's what it is.
And you
like,
said, or you stopped at a certain point in the manga, so I guess you don't know, because you said there's other, like, probably like another 50 chapters that you've missed.
And I haven't read
it. It was a ton. Gojo...
But wait. I mean, I'm saying that there's no more mention of him yet coming back from which
from
where
I've
at.
Read no
okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying this seems like the only person in the show thus far that I've seen that could stand up to Gojo.
Are we back?
Great point. So okay, this cool. is
no, he didn't give nothing off.
Okay.
This is actually kind of a fun question. Sorry to have to go back to back on this, but going off one of your exes, if she was your curse, like you know, old girl was his curse.
Why you keep looking at me?
No, I'm just saying in general.
I feel like you just keep looking at me. I'm just what like, did I have an ex story? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. If she was your curse like Rita was to Yuta, what kind of power would she possess? And you can be as petty as you want with this answer. Me personally, if I had a curse, she would be able to curse other people with her nagging. And she would nag, and then whatever she nags you about, you have to do. It doesn't matter. If she's telling you to go vacuum, even if in the middle of the fight, you would have to go vacuum and you can't break that curse. You would have to.
Yeesh.
If there's no vacuum near, you would have to go run to the nearest fucking Home Depot and buy a vacuum.
That's where you would go to get a vacuum?
I was like, why are you getting your vacuum from Home Depot?
Target
I used to work
it.
There.
Okay. Yeah, no,
that's,
I know.
You get a discount.
Product placement. This episode brought to you by.
No, ain't no fucking like, product placement. I'll tell you that shit.
I was like, Home Depot has non like shop vacs? I didn't even know.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they definitely do.
I mean,
yeah.
A shop vacs a vacuum, Brennan. You can use that.
Yeah,
I understand. But it's
the
just
curse
like...
should be satisfied with that.
So yeah. anything she wants to nag about, you would have to do, and you won't be to break the. It's one of the most powerful curses on the planet. You can't break that curse until you actually finish what the hell you have to do. And she can just have you nag and do something again. Go do the dishes at everybody else's houses in this neighborhood, and you got to go to everybody's house and do dishes. Yeesh. It's a ridiculous thought. It's a ridiculous curse. And that's what this question was for: to be petty as hell to people. Like if I was fighting Brennan, he had another thing. It would be hilarious to tell him to go do dishes in this whole fucking neighborhood in Silmore, and he couldn't finish until fight me back until he was finished. That would
Are you fighting him while he's doing dishes?
I could do all that stuff.
That'd be so funny.
Shit, just you motherfucker! I ran out of soap. Shit!
Piecing him up while he's doing dishes.
That'll be just a hilarious. Just
Keith said she's a cursed speech user.
Oh,
more or less, yeah.
Yeah, technically, yeah, technically, it's a cursed speech user. Roxy, I want to hear what you have to say.
Which ex? I was thinking
it's on you.
All of them are terrible.
You don't have any exes that ended okay?
I have exes that ended adequate. Like, the thing is, it didn't end bad, but they're just like pieces of shit. Or I'm trying to really.
So you don't have like one ex where you're just like, yeah, that he's cool.
I got
cool,
holes
it just wasn't,
or half boyfriends that I'm like, oh, you're cool, but like an actual relationship, no.
No, sorry to hear that.
Not that I not like
damn,
no, wait, no. I mean, he's cool, but I don't that. Like damn. Him. I don't like him. You know, does that make sense?
You don't like him?
No, none of it. I don't hate him. You know, but I don't. I wouldn't be like, "Hey, buddy, you want to eat some sandwich?" I don't know what the fuck.
You want to eat some sandwich?
I don't know. I don't have. I don't have. Well, but like my half boyfriends and people out and fucked. I'm like, "Oh, you're cool. You know, we can still
let's
kick
have sandwich."
Yeah, right. I'd have sandwich with them. Just some sandwich.
I have sandwich with them.
Not whole sandwich. Wait.
So yeah. So what?
I'm trying to. Which one? The worst one?
It could be. That's the thing. It could be worse. It could be a boyfriend that you hate, and their curse is some shit that you like, some fuckboy shit.
Cause he was just such a bitch.
He makes you into a bitch.
Oh no. Okay, his would be like. Have you seen? Do y'all watch Steven Universe? No.
No.
Yes, okay. I've seen Steven Universe.
Okay, yeah. You remember the blue diamond had the crying power, mm-hmm. and like everybody would that would be his power. Like he could He would be emotionally. Manipulative.
So basically, he could start crying, and then
everybody
would have to
start
crying.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that would be his power because he a bitch.
Damn.
This is what a terrible.
And if you can't fight good when you're crying. Some people can't fight when they're crying.
Like if your eyes are watering or anything like that, or yeah, just make you super happy while I'm beating your ass.
The salt in your eyes from the tears is burning.
It's a
the
terrible
fucking,
person.
I forgot his name from Demon Slayer. He'd be like, "Oh yeah, this my shit right here.
Yeah,
this is my shit. I always crying anyway. So let's go,
Rob."
I feel like this is similar to Roxy's, but a little bit different. I'm gonna call it the power, the curse of remember when, which is just like anytime you're in like a fight or just like, oh, but like remember when we had those good times, just like and like immediately and like it just like it disarms you and you're just like, oh yeah, those were some good times. Then go, wait a minute, like I'm mad about something, and it just gets them out of everything. So that would be my ex's curse power,
like the one with the flowers. You remember they
Hanami, yeah, yep. exactly like that, just completely disarm for sure. Yep.
Ice.
Shut up, Keith. Oh, can I say what I gotta say real quick? Look at here, Keith. All right. As I clearly stated, those are people I've dated, and when you date people for a long time, you tend to not end on a great note. If we've dated for years, for us to break up, that means some shit happened. I clearly said my bitches love me. Okay, my hoes love me, and my half boyfriends love me. But the people that I've been in relationships for years, I don't like them. I didn't say they don't like me.
Okay.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I see where you're
going. I'll call these hoes right now, okay? So, and they would get back. I don't like them because you evolve.
Shout out to Sir Spectacular. He said his ex would be the curse of
flip the script.
I know what that is.
Yeah,
so.
I knew that.
Right back to you.
Eyes go
Uno reverse.
Yeah.
What did Keith say?
No, he would say common denominator is. I said, oh,
I mean, that's true. That's one thing that I've learned. If you got a bunch of exes, you got to start doing some self-reflection.
But I just said my hoes
no,
like
just
me.
So you know, Ice is talking about himself right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, he better. Yeah, yeah.
No, he ain't talking about you. Ice is talking about himself right now.
I mean.
That's the only time I will ever defend Ice, by the way.
Okay.
You say what?
You're right.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said that's the only time I'll ever defend Ice.
Yeah, see, thank you. Appreciate it, sir.
Remember he called you a punk ass bitch, though?
He does that.
Okay. You shouldn't accept that. You should love
your... He
projects
a lot. Oh. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's
so
why...
That,
why
the would I project? Bitch is no. Within.
Not
I bet
all.
You won't fight.
Yeah.
We're not going to have you strapping in here. Go ahead, Ice.
Not near the equipment.
Yeah.
That's all Cam is worried about.
That works so well.
Yeah, I think if I was a curse user and my ex was a curse user, she would be like, she'd just be able to intrude your thoughts and then make you like, I don't know what's the best way to translate not trusting somebody. I guess it would just make you not trust your judgment when you do certain things. Like, you'd be about to punch me and you'd be like, should I punch him? Kind of like,
yeah,
oh, maybe I shouldn't. And then
like,
you just start fucking...
Killua with the thing and where you couldn't, where you didn't even...
Just having you like, maybe I shouldn't. It just like intrude your mind and then just not trust anything. Make you not trust what you're doing. And it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't punch. Maybe I should punch myself. And then you just start whooping your own ass.
Mm.
Yeah.
The power that's of
actually,
doubt.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good. Brennan.
That was really good. well, one of my deal breakers is cigarettes. I had to break up with a girl I liked a lot.
That's sick.
Because she refused to put any effort towards stopping smoking.
It's called addiction.
Killing yourself.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's called, Cam, yeah.
She needs a program.
No, so, no, listen,
killing yourself and killing you.
No, but for me, on that, it's like, yeah, it's an addiction, but I said put any effort towards even slowing down. Yeah.
Just like one list a day.
Just anything. Show me that you give any fucks about my deal breaker. You know, it's like, oh, you didn't. And so I ended that. I was just like, all right, cool. I see how you feel. So for me, that power would be something along the lines of like being able to trap you into their addiction or what their issue is. You know what I'm saying? So like for her, she would put you in like a little hot box full of cigarettes. You know, that'd be her curse thing. She
that's a terrible
that
hot box.
Cigarettes smell so bad.
What if somebody loves cigarettes? And it's like,
they still die.
Don't yuck their yum, you know?
Nah, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, my that's pretty good, too. Brenda like that. I like that answer.
We need
that's
to go to therapy collectively.
That was it.
Y'all learned something.
I did my 3 years of therapy, goddammit.
I'm not like he's jail.
All right,
how did I end up dating her? Young Keith asked me. Are you asking me, Keith?
Yeah.
She you're was asking thick. Me. She was fine.
She wasn't smoking on the first date.
Yeah. But people actually, that smoke, she's...
she was. Like, that was I met her, like,
at
I met
she
her,
came
like,
out the gate with the cig.
Yeah. No, she came out the gate. Like, she was... I saw her smoke. Yeah, you can... But she was... she was just fine as hell. And I didn't... You know, when I first met her, she was with somebody else. So I just didn't care. And then and then randomly, she just pulled up on me and was just like... it was like out of town somewhere else. We weren't outside of L.A., and then she was like, yo, like, you should come over and have hang out.
She put that cig puss on you.
Have
you had cig puss?
She came in. She was just like, look.
Yeah, I have, actually.
No attachments.
Yeah. Hey, cig puss, all right.
No attachments. She's no attachments. Let's
just have fun. They don't last long because they can't breathe. But
oh, my God.
Wow. So she said no attachments kind of vibe. Let's just hang out and have fun. And I was just like, say less.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, but then it just like, it was really good.
It
and
never
I was just like, I just kept, and I just kept hanging out. And then I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Are you the only person I'm messing with right now? You know, and then she's like, yeah, well, you know, I actually made you dinner too. And I'm just like, hold on a second. What's going on?
That's what gets men a lot of times.
Yeah, you like, cook for me, and it's I'm just like, all right, well.
Y'all so stupid.
It's so easy. You can cook good.
I mean,
it's real though. Like, you make me good food.
The cigarette blown in
your mouth. That's horrible. This kind of tastes a little kind of weird. A little bit of ash.
Ash bay?
Fucking ash
bay. I'll say is she's bad. She was bad in the mugs. Awesome.
Hey, man.
Cameron met her.
Sig puss ain't bad.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about. And I remember this whole cigarette conversation.
Which is funny.
She was bad though. What?
I had to fire sig puss too.
If you knew from jump, then that's one of them things. I'm like, if you knew from jump, somebody was smoking cigarettes.
No, so the thing is but she told me she was going to do it. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm going to put effort towards this and all kind of stuff.
She made a commitment.
You know, so it's like, we talked about the shit. It wasn't like it was like an
unspoken
thing.
That's where she actually went wrong.
Yeah,
not
it's like, I would have just never said nothing to you and just kept smoking my cigarettes.
No, I said it. I was like, look, by the way, when we met as friends, I was like, yo, like, I could never be with you because that's a deal breaker for me.
Oh,
like, that's
how.
That's like the first day we met, I said that shit. And she had somebody else at the point at that time, so it didn't matter. So then we ended up messing around. And then when we got down
to it. She fuckboyed you. I got you.
So when it got down to it, I was just like,
very well.
You said you was going to do this shit. She was just like, yeah, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm like, tell me any effort you put towards this.
Yeah.
And she's just like, well, you know, I was like, all right, well, I do actually. You're right. I do know.
Hey, Brandon, last question. You missed that sig puss?
That sig puss was hidden, huh?
The answer is no.
That sig puss was hidden.
Next question, Brandon. Who do you think was the MVP of the movie? And who do you want to see more from? Brandon.
I like my other question more.
of course you did.
What was my other question?
Your other question was something that I don't remember, so I didn't ask it one yet. So we'll get into that. But it technically was. You want me to ask that one?
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to get to another question of mine, probably.
I think this question better than the other one.
I think so, too.
You think so?
Absolutely. Right. It's not even close.
Who cares about the other question?
Shit.
You really just shit on the other question. Hold on. What was the other? No, I like the other question because there was a lot of hidden. I remember now. It was like.
I feel like now we're going to have to all have to dig, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's a digging ass question.
Yeah, that and feels like it's a collective.
Yeah.
I don't like any
cares?
Of you.
All right.
What's the question, Brandon?
Brandon's the king of saying, that's a stupid ass question, so I don't even want to answer it. I didn't even call your question stupid.
So the MVP, for me of this movie, I don't want it to be Gojo. Damn, this, yeah, his name alone.
I was still laughing. And
don't touch me after you did that. For Gojo. Yeah, don't touch me.
Touch your metal again.
Jesus,
too.
Touch your metal.
God,
what? Titty metal. Oh,
yo.
Yo, what is? Yo. What you on?
I don't know. Her hands are above the table, sir.
Yeah, legit.
Touch. You talking? I'm not the one talking about touching metals.
Why would that be? Okay, sorry, Brennan.
I'd say you know the MVP of the movie has to be Gojo. Because Gojo is a person who stopped this kid from getting killed. You know, pretty much like led the way. Like he created the whole experience of the movie. Like he set the whole table, and he's also just fucking Gojo. So it's just like, you know, wherever he should, like, he made so many dope moves in this movie. Like when he sent Panda and the speech user back to, you know, to stall my man, you know, pretty much because he knew that if I send them back, they're going to lose, but they're not going to get killed. Because they're cursed spirit, like these guys not gonna kill him because of his principles. He knows him. He used to be his best friend.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, him seeing his friends, huh?
They weren't best friends.
He said that when he's my best friend.
He said my only friend.
He said they used to be. I misheard. I thought you were talking about Panda and them.
No. Get him.
I always trying to argue, disagree with me. All right, and so, so he did that. He sent him back for that, which inspired my man to actually go full out with the curse that allowed the curse to be exercised, and like ended up being his family.
So you feel like that was Gojo's master plan.
I think so. I think I don't think Gojo knew exactly what was going to happen, but he knew that, like, for
it
that
was a safe bet.
Yeah, he knew for that spirit to be exercised, like, after he got the clue that it's like, yo, maybe you cursed her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, like.
Well, the one guy ran up on him and told him the information.
That's
what
he
turned. At that point, he was like, I know what to do.
Yeah, so then he turned around and was like, you guys are going back. And you just, you know, sent him back with the.
Which is dope. Know.
Yeah.
But that's fucking still, dope. That's dope as fuck that he even has a curse that can just.
He can do anything.
Yeah. Send them.
What can't Gojo do?
I mean, but he did that too in the fight with.
I get
name?
It, but he literally can do anything.
But I'm like, saying remember, he did that before.
Remember when he created that purple fucking thing to blow up the goddamn tree thing? You know me? It's like, he just like, oh, okay, I'm going to be messy today. Just like. Created like the fucking spirit bomb in like 3 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like Gojo, and it's like, oh yeah, actually you can't touch me with anything or hit me with anything. Or it's just like this motherfucker's
strong enough.
So yeah, MVP.
Okay.
And what was the other part? Was it like the least?
Yeah, who's the least?
Yeah.
LVP.
Yeah.
No,
actually it was who do you want to see more from? That was actually
Rob, you're gonna hate me for this. I want to see more from Panda. We didn't get to see Panda's third form.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, we didn't get to see Panda's third form. Like, I was actually looking for it.
Because he probably wanted
to see it. He told
me
that earlier.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, but it's a good point. Like, for me, it's like Panda didn't show us anything in this movie that we hadn't seen before.
I agree with that.
Literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And Panda was in the movie a lot. You know,
he showed less than he showed in the show.
Yeah, and it's like Panda was one of the main characters of this whole movie and did nothing. Like, literally nothing, but, like, get his ass whooped for the most part.
Panda did a good amount.
Mm. To who?
He got, like, 2 punches in, and then he was done.
He got lit up by everybody.
Maybe it was before he learned that, too, because it was,
like,
he had just started.
He was a first year.
Yeah.
He's a first year, and he went into, like, you know, like, crazy Panda mode or whatever.
But if it wasn't for Panda, I don't think Yuta makes it to do what he does.
I mean, because he had to look at Panda's lit up fucking body.
Panda was the first person to embrace him, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's great. I'm saying, like, but I'm just, like, that's, like, least valuable player. Like, for me, I mean, I want to hear your argument of, like, who's your least valuable, but, like, Panda didn't do shit.
That's like, understandable.
I feel like.
I wanted more. That's what I'm saying. Like, not least valuable player. Yeah. Like, who did I want more from?
Yeah.
I love the idea of Panda. And, like, in the show, Panda goes the fuck off. Only in one fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so in this one, I'm just like, what's Panda going to do that's going to one-up this?
You gave him so much screen time and he didn't.
Exactly.
And it's a movie.
That makes sense,
so like,
yeah.
All right, Ice, who's your MVP and who's your who you want to see more from?
Who you want to see more from?
MVP and who wants to see more from?
MVP, I would say Ghetto. I think Ghetto was the MVP of that movie because none of this happens if it's not for Ghetto.
Some of it does.
He's so fine, too.
They don't get that. He don't unlock the curse. And that's the biggest point of everything. And
I mean, I get it, but the guy still
can
been,
I talk for
he
a
still
would
have been there.
That's fair. That's good.
Damn.
I can say shit when I was
always going to argue.
Yeah. There
he
you
did
go.
The same thing to me, and he yelled at me for it.
After you talk for 20 minutes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Ghetto. I think that his energy was good, and that's I'd like from a villain. It's like he different from most villains. He has a plan, but it's not like he has a maniacal plan, but it's not to the point of like world destruction. He just wants to kill damn near everybody that isn't sorcerers. But he was like a lovable villain in the sense that he's charismatic. He wants to have fun. He's killing people in the midst of smiling, but he's getting he's still. Somebody that you like. And he just pulled up with the smoke. He just pulled up on Jujutsu High, like, what's up, y'all? I got my gang with me. I got my people with me, and we getting active. And I think he's a driving force of the plot. Like the plot was really stagnant until he showed up. It was kind of spinning its wheels with the whole love story and all that other stuff. So when Ghetto came and then he put the special curse in there for, you know, Togi and Yuta to fight, and then Gojo smelling him and they're like, who could do this? Like, he pushed the story forward. And I think without him, we don't even have a movie.
Yeah.
Rocks.
You already know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Gojo.
Zaddy Gojo.
Zaddy. Zaddy Gojo. For the same stuff Brendan said, like, if it wasn't for him, like, nothing would have happened. They would have killed off Yuta. He would have been dead off top. Like, he pretty much did the same thing he did for Yuji. Like, no, like, let's train him and make him better. And he was just fine. He was just an attractive man. Also, like, Ghetto, same reason. Fine man. So just watching two fine men fight it out, I would have liked more of that. More attractive men, like I said before. But I also really I want to see more of Yuta and what's her name? Glasses.
Maki.
I want to see like what that is. Like I really like the whole like would she be considered a
You get a good amount of her in the show.
No, I'm talking about their relationship. Yeah, like
there's obviously something there.
Yeah. But Tsunade, how do you say that word? Is it Tsunade? The like the woman that seems angry but she's not really angry.
I don't know.
Like
that I know kind what you mean, yeah. But I don't know the word.
It's Tsundere.
Oh, is it Tsundere or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I can't pronounce it. Yeah. So I want to see that because we haven't seen her like get to be soft. So I really like seeing like angry appearing women that get to like be soft. Like, oh yeah, I do love him, all that shit. So I want to see more of that, and I do want to see more of Ghetto too because like he hasn't. We did, same thing. We didn't really get to see him like. Mm-hmm. Final form, like how strong are you? Like, what does that look like? I want to see that.
Yeah,
and Gojo with his clothes off. Go ahead.
All right, Rob.
Jeez, I guess I gotta just to be different. Because I mean, obviously, Gojo's been talked about a lot, and I think that's a strong argument. I'll say Yuta, if only because, like, dude was the main character of the movie, and like, he was the one that dropped the final nuke that, like. Ended that thing. I mean, he's if we talk about like the reason that powerful curse was even created, I mean, that's him. That's all him at the end of the day, we found out. And I hope he comes back to the show. Obviously, it's been set up that he's going off and doing some leveling up, so hopefully he comes back and can add some more. But I mean, what made the difference in every situation in the movie was Yuta. He was the reason that they came out on top in pretty much every single, you know, scenario with the exception of what Gojo was doing out in the city fight.
Yeah.
Least valuable. It's kind of a toss-up for me between... I mean, Brennan brought up Panda, which I think is true. I was one of the things I was hoping to see in this movie was his third form, which we didn't see. Mm-hmm. I had something in my head. I'm not gonna go there. Instead, I'm gonna say the two. Girls that Ghetto had as part of his crew.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They kind of pulled up talking shit and didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's real.
They like busted out their phone and took some pictures and then like they just cut away. Like it doesn't matter. They don't matter.
I forgot about them.
Like, and we even got their kind of sob story backstory, which I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. Like we can see why he feels this way. Like if I'm him and I see like people out in the countryside are capturing kids like me and are torturing them, I might think about wiping humanity out too. Like he brings up some good points. They just didn't really, his whole crew of like dudes, they had the dude with the heart nipples or whatever. And like,
never saw
they
him
didn't
again.
Do shit.
Yeah.
It was just Miguel out there fighting for his life. Just like, somebody help me. Help me out
here. Just
got
a black man just out here fighting for his
back
life.
Back up against the wall.
Fighting the strongest person.
Help.
That's fucking Rengoku and fucking
help.
Akaza. Like, come out the gate having to fight one of the strongest people.
Poor Miguel. So I'm going to go with, I'm least valuable player. I'm just going to give it as a collective blanket to Ghetto's crew. Miguel accepted.
The Ghetto crew.
The Ghetto boys. The Ghetto boys. The Ghetto boys. The Ghetto boys. The Ghetto boys.
The Ghetto boys. That's crazy.
My MVP, I was going to agree with Rob, so I have nothing really to add to that. This is not necessarily my least favorite, but or my least valuable person, but who I wanted to see more of is one of my favorite characters is Togo. We got a chance to see him a little bit, but I love this dude. I want to see if he's going to ever master being able to do stronger and more stuff with his voice at some point in time. Because it seems like right now he's pretty much 2 to 3 of words done, and he's damn near a rap. So I just off that particular case, I want to see more because that's just. I know we talk about him being compared to the My Hero dude, but I guess the biggest, you know, why I would always pick him or why he's doper to me is that there's no questions asked. If he sees somebody's like, you know, crush you, and then you're crushed. You know what I'm saying? There's no. What?
I just thought about, there was a character that I thought was going to do something and didn't in the show, too, in this movie. Remember that girl with the cell phone?
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
sorry. I got distracted.
You good, Brennan?
He was, I think he was laughing about, because we got in the comments, Jamoni was just like, Maki was the MVP. She hit a real nice split mid-fight. I was going to say,
that was fire.
Yeah, that was fire.
That was cool, but honestly, she was my other pick for LVP. She got hit with the Uryu Ishida special, where it's just like, I'm about to fight you, and then they cut away, and they cut back, and she's already on the ground looking for potions.
She did nothing to get.
She got messed up.
He said, looking for a potion.
She was looking for potions.
If you watch the episodes, you know what that means.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Potions.
All right, so next question, then we'll get to one more after that, and we'll get to our wrap-up. Outside of Gojo, who would you want to watch a movie of? Ice.
Todo. I mean, I'm just going to take him off the table because I think a movie about him would be funny. I think it would be more of a funny movie. Mm-hmm. I don't think there'd be much darkness in it. From what I remember, they don't go too much into his backstory. And he's not... And if they did, it wasn't that dark of a backstory. I think it's like a Goku-esque background, if anything. But I think just to make a humorous movie or something like that and see hands, because that's a lot of things. Like, I didn't know how much I wanted, because a lot of, like, they're not punching a lot in this. It's long-range attacks. You coming up, homegirl, the main, Nami, whatever her name is, she got the hammer, but that's as close range as it gets. But watching them, I forgot the dude with the glasses name, but watching him and Yuji fuck that dude up and like fight back, like watching them give him hands, watching the fights with Panda and stuff, and watching Gojo and Miguel fight, and just watching the hand to hand combat. I want to see more hand to hand combat, and having a movie that's oriented around hand to hand. Todo falls right in there because that's the bulk of his fight, and his curse is the clap. His curse is the clap, but it's not really like...
He's trying to sock you out.
Yeah, he socks you out. So I think a movie oriented around him, that like they set up a story in the beginning, like 10 minutes, and then get busy for like an hour straight, I'm with it.
Okay. I won't go too... I want to actually expand on my question too much, or my answer too much, because it's kind of like a collective. I wanted to see that technically, I guess now, year two, I want to see them as a group have their own movie, to where it's like they got to go off and do some shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would just love to see that group go off and just get active on some just like... whooping ass type shit. I actually like all of them. I like Maki, I like Togo, I like Todo, I like Panda, I fuck with all that whole class.
Yeah. And Maki has an anime like story, an anime protagonist storyline.
Absolutely.
Everybody has curses, and I can't see curses, and I need these glasses. Like,
that's
fucking anime protagonist to its core. Like, I'm outmatched, I'm outclassed, but I'm gonna figure some shit out.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I won't go too deep, but that's what I want to see, is a collective movie with those cats. Roxy.
You know I was gonna say Gojo, but if I can't say Gojo,
right.
First of all, what's the dude with the glasses name? Because you said, I was hoping he was gonna say it. I cannot remember his name, but
with
I love him so much.
Yeah,
he's like one of my favorites.
I just had his name.
Rock with him too, didn't you, Rob?
I can't say
I love
his name.
Him. He's great. Kento is his name.
Yeah. What's his last name, or the one they always call him with an N?
Nanami.
That's what is it?
Nanami.
Oh, he's so fine. Okay, but that's not the point. I want to see. I would like to see like a ghetto movie.
I would agree with that.
Like, it could either be like now, like what does that cult look like? Like what out, like that whole scene where he was like fucking that guy up and all that shit. Like, I would like to see a movie from like his perspective and that. But I also would be cool with seeing like a younger version of them. Like, I would like to see a movie with him and Gojo and like their friendship
that's
and like
two.
All of them. I would like to see a movie.
I'm just saying this. That's literally season two. You literally explained season two.
The question was, would I like to see a movie? Not would I like to see season two. The question asked about a movie.
But I wasn't trying to argue. I was just letting you know, get ready for season two, because that's what season two is.
I knew that, though, but it was the vigor in which you said it. You got to relax your vigor.
No, I'm not relaxing nothing.
I'm just telling you, that's why the energy came back.
I said that's season two. I don't like your vigor. I was excited. It was excitement for
it
you
was
to
vigor.
See season two.
You, I think you looked over here and saw Brennan, and you was like, I don't need to. You just, I don't know what that is either. But you need to relax your vigor, too. But the vigor.
How did I get brought in?
I don't know. I just had to.
Relax.
Because that's how you like defuse stuff. You don't make people feel like you're just attacking them. You bring.
Oh, attack someone else. Got it.
Yeah.
That's a
carpet
terrible
bombing.
Way to defuse
see?
A situation.
Vigor. Vigoring it up. All right. So.
So, okay.
So racist. But yeah, a Gojo or ghetto movie, but more so like ghetto. Just him. I want to see what he does. And the racist monkeys thing is funny to me.
Super dope. That is hella. That gave me a lot of Frieza vibes.
Yo, I was like, oh my God.
Give me Frieza vibes.
Keep saying it, huh?
Rob?
Yeah. My heart wants one thing, but knows it's not probably a good idea for a movie. But so instead, I'll go with. I'd like to see, and Ice was kind of talking about this. I was like a little bit like, I stopped talking because this is going to be my answer.
No,
but I'd love to see a movie with Maki and her sister, Mai, teaming up. Maybe something go back to back. Like, they can kind of have their like differences and like maybe they do some healing and figure out like, okay, like we don't get along. Obviously, we've been on opposite sides. We got a little bit into her name's Mai, right? Her story about like how she, you know, felt the pressure of always having it that you know, her sister didn't have because she didn't have the cursed abilities. But it'd be cool to see them like bury the hatchet, maybe go out on the road. You know, you got like the girl with the sword and the girl with the guns. Like, let's just see what a sister team up is like, you know, have Jujutsu Kaisen Frozen or something. I don't know.
You know? Oh, that should be cool.
Brennan.
I'd say Sukuna. Or Megumi.
Ooh,
Sukuna.
Oh,
the Sukuna himself.
Yeah,
I forgot about Sukuna.
Yeah, Sukuna would be really great because it's just like he's the whole premise of the whole show in that space, and they don't really talk about how he became what he is.
Yeah,
you know. So I think that'd be pretty dope. And then Megumi obviously seems to have a lot of history with his family.
Right. Two people that weren't in the movie.
You just said two people.
Oh,
in
okay, I just.
So
that's a figure again,
man. Just can't. I was like, everybody else liked it, but I. But, all right, that's it.
I mean, I guess technically the question wasn't fully straightforward. It's outside of Gojo.
Yeah.
Let me list two people that weren't in the movie.
I agree.
He exists
Brennan,
in the universe of Jujutsu Kaisen.
I almost said Megumi.
I feel that. I mean,
I'm just fucking with him.
All right.
I thought they were good picks.
That's great. Those are both great picks. I'd love to see both of those.
We actually still have a few more questions, but do you want to get into one more last one question?
Why don't we do
one more?
We do one more. Let's do one more. Last question. After seeing the, you want to do that one? After seeing the Jujutsu Kaisen story one, or you want to do? I think you had one more. You had a.
Let's do the other one.
All right. Now that we've seen a bit of Ghetto's power. A little bit of ghetto power. and abilities. Are you excited to see him get more active on the show now, Rob?
I am. I think my biggest takeaway from this movie that I was like, I think I really like this, is getting to see more of him.
Yeah.
Because so much of, on the show, so much of what goes on, he's kind of just like lurking in the background, like sending out his little pieces, you know, all right, you guys go get him. You do this. He's just planning. And he's just kind of sitting in the back letting things happen. So this was cool to see him really get up in the front line, get active and see what his plan was, and made me even realize, like, at this point, maybe his plan is like basically to lure, like, power up Yuji, then lure Sukuna out, kill Yuji, and then take that curse from him and have Sukuna as like one of his weapons to use. And like he's just like, all right, that didn't work with the other dude, but maybe I can turn it around. So it'd be dope to see. I'm looking forward to seeing Ghetto come back up and get more active for sure.
Brennan.
I got distracted. I have no idea what.
Look at that. Trash.
My God.
Trash.
Jesus Christ, man. Now that we've seen a bit of Ghetto's powers and ability, are you excited to see him get more active
Definitely.
On the show?
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure.
God, that was just such a cheap answer.
He's amazing. I mean, he's dope. I mean, he's dope. Like, I want to know, the thing that I really want to know is what Gojo did to him when he was down there, like why his head's cut open. You know what I'm saying? I think Gojo did that. I think we heard it happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You hear, like, little
there was
you heard a slash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So did he use one of his cursed spirits to save himself because Gojo knew he could do that? You know what I'm saying? So Gojo didn't lie. He's like, yo, I killed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I cut his head off. Like, what you want me to say? And then when he comes back, it's like, oh, well, how did that happen? It's like, I didn't know he had the cursed ability to blah, 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 even though he did.
Yeah.
Because he's his best friend. You know what I'm saying? So that, on top of just like, we didn't even really get to see what he could do. You know, remember he did the spirit bomb pop finger? Like, we didn't get to see how powerful it was because it got overpowered so quickly, as well as the other cursed spirit that was a special grade.
Yeah.
They introduced it, like, I was like, oh shit, it's about to go down. And it was just, oh wait, literally.
They're like, oh shit, we're out of time.
Yeah. Okay, it's over. Done. You know? So, yeah.
Roxy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Once again, I always have to start with this. Just the attractiveness factor alone, I'm in there.
Is he still attractive with the scar on his head?
It's more attractive. I like him toxic.
Him or Gojo?
Oh, him or Gojo?
You like him toxic.
Oh, God.
You might be the guy with the denominator, Rocky.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was your question?
Him or Gojo?
Both.
You get one.
No.
You get one. That's the question.
So this is the same as a Inuyasha and
his
brother?
It's,
no,
it's,
no, no,
it's,
you get
literally
one,
that.
You got to pick one. One or the other.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen Ghetto with like
one
his shirt
other.
Off.
One or the other.
I'm going Gojo because I just feel like he's going to treat me a little bit better.
But is that really what you want for a night?
Yeah, but for a long time.
No, for a night.
But Gojo's also like a little bit of an asshole. So I was like, yeah, he's still gonna talk shit. So yeah, that dick gonna hit. Because of that dick gonna hit. I'm telling you. Yo,
asshole equation.
No, a little. Did you see this though? Y'all didn't see that much. It's this much. Not because like Gojo is an asshole.
Hey,
he talks shit.
This was asshole, y'all.
Yep, you gotta
this,
shake it.
Y'all
though.
Trying
shake
to get it right.
Shake it.
No, you gotta have a little
shake
asshole.
It,
she don't like not
shake
even
it, Keenan.
A little bit of taint.
Shake it, Keenan. It's not this. This ain't the same as
I'm
that.
I'm not shaking. I'm not shaking no asshole. I mean, I'm not doing
a little bit of taint. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Just,
I get it.
But Gojo cares, and he clearly cares. Okay, he's clearly a good person. He defends people. He'll die for you. Like, that's the dick I want. What was the question? Ghetto. Okay, so to the original question.
You
want to
see more of him?
Yeah, I want to see more. Like he said, like, I wanted to see him. Like, I wanted to see him.
With his shirt off, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I'm still laughing at the fact that Keenan said a little bit of tape.
I was trying to ignore
it.
I want to see, like, what he fights. I also want to see the same thing. Like, why did they stop being friends? Like, and Gojo clearly still loves him.
Yeah.
And for him to say, like, that was my only friend I ever had.
Naruto,
like,
and Sasuke vibe.
Yo, yeah. Like, and you never had no friends after that. So, like, whatever happened there is crazy. And I haven't read the manga, so, like, I want to know. I don't know shit.
I thought you said you did.
No, I didn't. I read the stuff, the other one, the beginning part, and then I stopped at the season. Because everybody's like, don't watch it, because they're going to start the next season, and then you're going to mess. So I didn't. Should I finish reading it?
I haven't read it.
Ice is the only one here who has.
Okay, because that's why I have. Everybody was like, don't read it because then it's going to ruin it. So I'm like, I'll just wait.
I mean, that's the whole point of manga.
Like I usually do. But I already. Shut the. Hey.
It's kind of true.
Hey, brother. All right, so. But I don't, you know. I already start the anime. If I start the anime, usually I don't read the manga till after. Because like, I'm already in there. But yeah, I want to see him fight more. I want to see the relationship dynamic. I want to see like them fight like a, you know. Ah, like that would be the best thing for me to see is them just whooping each other.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Ice. Y'all hot?
It's a little hot.
Wow.
Ice.
Ghetto, right? You were saying she was going so right, long.
I'm
it's so, like, oh, God
whoa.
Damn.
Really do you want to see more of Ghetto Ice?
Yeah, that's what
ghetto
I mean.
Ghetto Ice.
Because I feel like I'm
a little bit of Ghetto Ice. Is that ghetto crust ice? Ice.
That's
that is.
That's a what?
That's crust ice. That Ghetto Ice is crust ice.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, I mean, I already said I want to see a movie with him, so of course I want to see more of him, but you see more of him in the second season, like I stated before. So all that stuff that you explained, Roxy, you see all of that, the backstory, what got Gojo to the point, why Ghetto is the way that he is, what drove him to that point. It's all of that is there.
And the shirt's off.
So
all
just of watch, that, it, Sakuna, watch it without intro guys. And credits, and it's a movie.
Then we get, yeah. Thank you for, like, help.
But this happens over, solutions. Like... I don't know how they're gonna play the manga, and I'm not gonna ruin it. But I did say that, you know, it's about Ghetto and Gojo. But I don't think that the main three are in the second season. I don't know when they're gonna cut it off, but there's not a lot of them. And it makes sense why they did the prequel, because now that I think about it, they wanted you to get used to not seeing them.
Hey
guys, there's other people in this world, and we're gonna cut from them, and then we're gonna cut away from them again.
That's fair.
That makes sense.
That makes sense because I was kind of questioning. Rob and I were kind of talking about where this kind of fits into why they did it.
Yeah. They want people to get used to not seeing Yuji for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. I mean, I don't really have much to really add, but yeah, I did want to see more of him. I think he's gonna be. I think he's a dope antagonist. It's not somebody that I love or hate. I just think he's just dope as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm with y'all. I want to see. I'm curious for season two now, and I might pick up the manga. I'm one of those people like if the anime is fire, I'm one of the people that pick up the manga. I'm like, yo, I want to see what the fuck happens now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's what we did with Demon Slayer pretty much. So I might even do it with this one too. But yeah, man, that was all the question portion of the show. I know it was kind of long, but we had a little fun with some of those questions. Brandon had to step out for a second, but. Oh, his bitch ass is back. So,
See, Roxy, I'm not the only one.
Oh
this is
God.
A group effort.
Me
Brandon,
to switch
what
other.
Did you do to these people?
Rob gets probably the most least amount of bitch asses, but
he's just be
chilling. I talk a lot of shit. I deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
I get more bitch asses than Rob.
The thing is, I occasionally, because nobody hates on Rob, will make him into my antagonist occasionally.
Sometimes.
Like, about every month and a half or two, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you today, Rob.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Do that.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, no matter what he says right now, I promise you, Rob enjoys that sometimes. Because he'd be coming back. He'd be coming back at me. I'm like, yeah, man, fuck you, Rob. Rob's like, all right, we're going there.
Let's fucking go.
I'm engaged.
I'm just saying.
Y'all have seen it. Rob will turn up as far as you take it.
All right, so let's give our scores for this movie. We give our likes, dislikes, and our scores. Go ahead, Brennan, since you said I keep picking you last. So go ahead, Brennan. Go ahead first.
Oh, my God, me?
Yeah.
I would like to give this a 6,700. The reason I give it a 6,700 out of 9,000 is because it didn't do anything that surprised me or caught me off guard. I think the action was good. It wasn't the best action I've seen in any anime movie. I did enjoy the characters. I did enjoy the things I learned about the Jujutsu Kaisen universe. It did add to the Jujutsu Kaisen universe in a positive way. It didn't add as much as I would hope it did. Yeah. It didn't really create any like arches. You know what I'm saying? It didn't do anything. It was a very safe movie. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was a very safe
movie. So like I respect that they were like, look, we're gonna make this, we're gonna keep in the universe, we're gonna make this money. But I wish they would have taken more risks with this movie in the sense of just the way they told the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have held back something from us so we couldn't know. Like they did a little bit by saying like, oh, this is Gojo's cousin, you know, or whatever. You know, but it wasn't enough, you know. And so like, and even they hinted towards, oh, maybe I cursed her or whatever. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Like the payoff at the end, I was just like, all right. I wasn't like, oh my God. Like, there's never one moment of the movie where I was like, oh my God, outside of like somebody like whooping somebody's ass, which is like, of course, it's Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I give it a 6,700. And yeah, man, I'm happy I saw it though. It's not like I was like, oh man, that was the worst movie I went to go see. I'm happy I saw it.
Roxy, what you got?
It's out of 9,000.
Out of 9,000.
I'm going 7,500.
Okay.
I'm going to give it, I feel like that's a good rating because I love stories so much. And
sure.
I feel like that was like just. Say, bruh.
you
can run Kaisen after this. But I give it just because, like, I just feel like, and it may sound corny, and I don't care. Pure love is the strongest. The good and the evil, I just feel like that's important.
Do you like
and
Studio Ghibli movies?
I love them.
That explains it.
They're good. They're really good.
Thank you. They're beautiful. And they're
you didn't like Princess Mononoke?
I love Princess Mononoke.
That's literally your only standing ground every fucking time, bro. We say this all the time.
How's Moving Castle?
That's why I looked at him like that.
I will say, I want to go to the Studio Ghibli.
You get rocked.
What do you call it? The theme park in Japan? That sounds so... No, I haven't gone. I want to.
It's so beautiful. I thought you... It looks so pretty.
You was right there with us when we said we didn't like Studio Ghibli movies.
Yeah.
I mean, Ponyo Rosso?
Spirited Away? You don't like Spirited Away? I love Spirited Away.
You know
what?
That's one of the things I fight over. Like, we could fight after, like, fist fight. Like, it ain't no talking, bro.
Robin and Ken are giving looks, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen enough of it to have... I mean, I like some. I don't like it. I don't like others. Like, I gotta say, like, I loved Mononoke.
I did
not care for Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, man. That's one for you. You don't like it? That's two for you. Who else don't like it? Okay.
He didn't like it either.
It was okay.
No, he didn't
half
like it.
Half of one for you.
He didn't like it.
Yo,
okay.
We all gave Howl's Moving Castle a pretty fucking low score.
Y'all okay. As a unit.
Y'all about to get some pretty high hands.
We gave it high animation.
No. Listen. I watched it again, though. And I was
Yeah.
No, I did because... Okay. No, I watched it again because, like, my girl's son, he wanted to see it. He saw, like, an image from it. So I was like, I'll watch it with you, whatever. I watched it again. I liked it a lot more the second time. Not
see, thank you. It's a lot of stuff in there that
why can't I say that? Like, why are you mad about it?
Why can't he change his opinion?
I like the fire demon. He was cool. I like the little fire demon.
Yeah, Calcifer
was cool.
Fucking Bill Murray.
Everybody
Christian
else is kind of whatever.
Is the fucking but it's
we
the,
talked about that. All that stuff we talked about.
Was great.
We could talk about these hands, but what was the question I had him?
Jesus.
No, whatever your score is and why you like it.
Yeah, 7,500. I enjoyed it. Like I said, I went in there knowing like it's not going to be a lot of action. It's setting it up, and I feel like it made me want to really, really watch season two. So for that reason, I'm giving it a high score. Like I want to know what's happening, what's going on.
So a prequel got you excited for season two?
Yeah. There have been prequels that don't get people excited for the next thing. Star Wars is one of those. Nobody watched Star Wars and was like, I gotta know it. So your points be emptied in a motherfucker.
How you feel about that?
The prequels... She
can have whatever opinion she wants.
Thank you, Cam.
I was just doing that because he has a Star Wars tattoo.
Oh. Which one? No. It ain't the prequels.
No.
No,
see,
it's not.
Thank you.
It's the original.
Which everyone loves. Fart.
I like the points that some of my brother made and some of that Roxy made, and I kind of like it kind of like raised my score a little bit. I'm gonna go with a safe, like what Brennan said. Mm-hmm. It's a safe movie. I'm going with a safe 7,000.
Okay.
Movie wasn't like we said. The movie wasn't amazing. It wasn't bad. You got to look at it more from I looked at it more from a prequel standpoint. Later on, after I kind of had to digest a little bit, and I understood. Even what Roxy pointed out about like, yo, at the end of the day, this is a kid that watched his love of his life's head get crushed. That's fucking crazy.
It is.
He should not be in the best of shape mentally at all for the rest of his life, to be honest.
No.
You want to be real for the rest of his fucking life. I understand what Brennan said. Nah, I wouldn't from an anime perspective, I get that, but in a real life perspective, I don't know I wouldn't know what to tell you. Yeah. I would probably be fucked up the same
amount.
I would
never date again.
Yeah, so it gave me some fire action, some dope scenes. It gave me a little bit, even though I didn't want to see more of my guy Togo, I did get to see him crush that motherfucker to death pretty much, right? That shit was fire. So overall, 7,000, good. It was cool. That's my energy of it. It was cool. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't whatever. Rob.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at with it. I like, as soon as it ended, I was kind of just like, all right, that was fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoyed parts of it, and I certainly understand why some people like enjoyed it more than I did. Yeah, for a lot of the reasons that have been said, there weren't a lot of surprises. I thought the pacing was a little weird. Like, it felt somewhere between like watching a movie and watching just like a bunch of episodes that got put together.
Yeah.
But they gave my guy Toge some cool shit to do. He was crushing folks and making things explode. I love that dude. He's one of my favorite side characters on the show. I liked Yuta. I didn't love him, but he was cool. Like, like what Keenan said, like, that's kind of my energy. Like, it was cool. Mm. And I was even saying, like, if I were a teacher, like, I would say, like, all right, C+, but I know you can do better.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that was literally the point yesterday. Yeah.
And so, like, it did set the table a lot. Like, I do think for season two, and I like that it set up Ghetto as a bit more present of a protagonist or antagonist. So we know his angle and where he's coming from. I mean, we kind of knew before, but like, this let him have a bit more center stage as the antagonist. I'd give it a 6,500.
Okay. Real quick before I get the ice, Jamani said earlier he called this Jumids Shukaizan for it being a mid-anime movie.
Mid. And C+ sounds like me.
I was like, shit. That's, first of all, I was clever, but yeah.
That's clever.
Are we fucking with it?
I don't know, because it's just like...
He says mid is literally 7,000. The cool is... Yeah, but he's calling it mid.
Mid is not 7,000.
No, mid's not 7,000.
Because mid would be 45, right?
Middle would be 4,500 for sure. Yeah, that would literally be the middle of 9,000. Yeah. I mean... I just, like, I would watch this. We were talking about this last night. I'd watch this before I'd watch any of those My Hero movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, I would say it's like, you know, I was okay with, I said I'd give, like, Mugen Train, like, a B, honestly. And I would give this, like, a C+. Makes like, sense. It wasn't, like, bad. Yeah. It's passing. It's just like, come on, you know, apply yourself. It's just like, I felt like, and I said this earlier, like, I felt like Yuji was sorely missed. Yeah. Like, you get Gojo, absolutely. And even Nobara, like, is, like, she fucks with Megumi and, like, brings some levity to the show. Like, I love her and Yuji's, like, back and forth.
Kind of like a substitute teacher is like, all right, you cool, but where my real teacher at? A teacher you like, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was all right. That's why I say, it was 6,500. That feels good to me.
Before I get the ice, hold on, because I know you're going to give a hot take. So before I get the ice, Cam, do you have a score, quick take? Because Cam was with us.
My
Cam
score would be probably like 7,000, like yours.
7,000?
Yeah.
Okay. You good now?
I thought he was doing that. I only did that because I thought he was doing that to fuck with me.
I knew you were going
to
get go ahead.
I was highly disappointed in this movie. Very disappointed. Let's talk about a couple points. Fuck what I liked about it. Get that bullshit love story out of here. 35, 40 fucking minutes on him being in pain and him loving, what's her name, Rikia? Rukia?
Rika.
Rika? Fuck that.
Rika-chan.
I get it. Give me 10 minutes of that. Give me 10 minutes. It has the same impact. We know what death is. We know what losing somebody feels like. You can hurt me in 5 to 10 minutes. You don't have to expound upon it for 30 to 45 minutes. And you expounding upon it for 30 to 45 minutes to not give us the shit that we want to see. Like, hey, let's see fucking Toto fight this big ass monster thing curse that came out. Give me that. Give me that for 5 minutes. Give me more of Gojo fighting Miguel. Give me homegirl with the big braid getting active. Give me what's his name? Namani. Give me him getting, like, fighting actual the other curses, Ghetto's crew. Let's see that. You spent 35 to 40 minutes on this fucking love story and this dude and his goddamn feelings to sacrifice people getting busy. The Christmas Eve war, whatever they was doing, give me that. Give me 20 minutes of that versus this bullshit that I don't care about. And again, like I said before, you gave him this big old backstory for him to somewhat get busy, but by that time, I don't care. And again, if you're going to watch a movie, if we're going to give us a movie that's connected to the show, but we know these people still live and doesn't have stakes, you can do it better. A better movie, an example of a movie that did that had no stakes that was better than this one was the Broly movie. Broly movie, we know everybody's going to live. We know that there's no stakes to this movie, but they executed a whole lot better than Jujutsu Kaisen did. We know... You know, Broly, we knew this was just whatever, but they set the story up. They showed Paragus. They showed him on the planet or whatever, and they did that maybe 15, 20 minutes max. Mm-hmm. And then Broly pull up, and they got to business for an hour. For an hour straight, people were getting hands. And that's what a formula that Jujutsu Kaisen could have followed, but they decided to spend 40 minutes on fucking this dude and his feelings. I'm highly disappointed in this. I think... Yuji versus Yuta conversation is not even close. And Yuta can stay wherever the fuck he's at. He can stay there with Miguel. I don't care. He can just kick it in Kenya. He can become a Kenyan resident for all I care. I do not want to see this man again because I'm good. Just give me more ghetto. I'll take more ghetto. So on a scale of 1 to 9,000, I'm gonna give this a 5,300.
Okay. Actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought you were gonna say.
That's about right where I thought I was going to end up for him.
I thought the way he was going, I was like, oh, he's about to be a 4,000 in this bitch.
But I mean, it did. I mean, I just wanted to, because y'all, the good points that y'all made are similar to mine.
For me, if this movie probably would have jumped up another like 500 to 1,000 points if they stuck the ending a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. What'd you give it again?
What's that?
What'd you give it again?
6,500. Okay. For me, and I didn't talk about this much, it felt like, especially at the end there when Ghetto's just like, oh, I got the special curse here. Mm-hmm. I got all my other curses here. I was like, oh my God, like this is about to go off. And they were just like, no.
We're done.
We're wrapping this up. It's over. And I just felt like that felt so abrupt that I was like, oh, I guess it's over at this point. And it felt like at that point, like the fact that even like when he was just like, oh, it's the power of true love. And he leaned in and like kissed that ghost off screen. Ice and I literally just like.
Everybody looked at each other. Actually, the whole theater kind of just like, what the fuck?
Everybody
is going
started
on?
Laughing. Yeah,
yeah, it was like, what?
And then Rob definitely. That's a bit much.
Rob and I looked at each other and was like, what the fuck was that?
What?
Get that bullshit out of here.
But he didn't die.
You mean you wouldn't kiss your girlfriend if she was turned into a cursed spirit like
that's
that?
That's also
not
true.
In that moment. I don't think I would.
It was a lot going on.
Especially with the teeth and the mouth looking like that.
It just felt like that was a little bit of a fumble for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we all kissed worse before.
Not worse than that.
Keenan, you've kissed worse than that?
For yourself.
Hey, man.
You out here cursing. You out here kissing cursing.
On the next episode, Arcane. Episodes 4 through 6, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us today. You want to give y'all socials? Ice?
Give me one. Go to somebody else. I wanted to shout somebody
Brennan.
Out.
At Brennan Produces on the gram.
Okay. Roxy, our special guest, Roxy.
Yes. Follow me on everything. It's R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. Please follow my Twitch. I'm about to get back in the game, so check that out.
Do you have anything else? You got some shows popping?
What
else you got going on, man?
I got a lot of shit. Okay, so I actually have 3 podcasts right now. I need to hit y'all up collectively and individually. So you came on it. Yours is actually coming out this week. So I have Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy, where I talk about whatever the fuck and we just talk shit. Anti-Meridian, which is like a morning motivational podcast where I have guests come on and we talk about like how to get shit done. And then the other one is Tell Me a Story, Roxy, where I just tell stories about like just weird stuff that's happened in my life. So the last one was about me having sex on an alligator farm, and then the other one, alligator park, and then the one before that was about me getting engaged.
Was it good?
What, the sex at that? Oh yeah, that shit was hitting.
Was it Sig Dick?
Huh? Did he smoke? He did my tattoo, so he might have smoked cigarettes, but he didn't smoke.
You didn't
me.
Know this man.
He did my tattoos. All right, so all right, so check those out on Apple Pod. I knew him enough.
Obviously.
Right. I mean, most people that smoke weed don't smoke cigarettes, so I just assumed he didn't. But, you know, the dick was hidden. So, yeah, check that out on Apple Podcasts. It's also on SoundCloud. I'm also working on my mixtape. I actually just dropped one of the songs, so check that out on SoundCloud as well. Just follow me for any other updates. I do have some shows coming out. 420. I'm sorry. I do need to plug that. I'm working with Dynamo Kingdom now. We have a 420 show in New York. It's going to be weed, gaming. It's going to be rap. It's going to be a comedy show. So check that out at Dynamo Kingdom. You can check them out, dynamokingdom.com.
Brennan.
I already went.
Yes.
You said Brennan produced.
Brennan is a bitch. That's it. Ice.
Okay. Cool. Ice McGowan on everything. Ice McGowan on YouTube. Got a lot of dope content coming for y'all. Please subscribe to me on YouTube if you haven't already. I do want to shout out this guy and a little backstory before I, real short. people usually, when they hit my DMs, they either talking shit about to me about One Piece or they talking shit to me about Tanjiro. And this guy DM'd me, and I thought that he was going to, you know, talk shit to me about Tanjiro or One Piece, and he was just so nice. He was asking me stuff about Naruto, asking me stuff about different characters from Naruto. No One Piece smoke. No Tanjiro smoke. He was just a wonderful and pleasant dude, and I just wanted to shout him out for being so nice. His name is Sir Taylor. It's Sir_DA God1220 on Instagram. So please follow him because he's a wonderful man.
Who you got for us, Rob, for your artist shout out?
Yeah, I got an artist shout out for you. This is a profile called Mandy War on Instagram. Mandy.war, spelled exactly how it sounds. They do a bunch of like pencil drawings and color them in. They've got a lot of like comic book stuff. They got some stuff here. It looks like Red Hood. They got Hellboy, Batman, lots of cool stuff. So check them out on Instagram.
All right, Keenan Baker on everything, man, on all platforms, all that stuff like that. Killer Cam, you know, he on Stickman Studios.
Stickman Studios and Drop the C.
Stickman and Drop the C, because he's out here gang banging, y'all.
Ghetto.
All right, yeah. Arcane episodes 4-6 next week for us. We'll be catching back up with that. It's been a while, but those are some long episodes. So if you're still rocking with us, rock with us. It's a short show, though. We'll be done after that, right?
What? Did I say that we're the greatest?
You did say that.
Fucking anime podcast.
Oh, that's better. I see where he does it.
In the entire world. I said that?
Yeah, he doubled up.
Oh, okay.
Doubled up. You remember he said, oh, I got it off. Yes. Yeah. I got it off.
I didn't get it off that time.
I think he's focused. He don't give a shit right now.
I think that might have just put him into a coma for a
while. Yeah. He's trying to stay focused. But yeah, thank y'all for always tuning in, man. Rock with us, follow us. Make sure y'all hit that Patreon, man. We got some more Patreon subscribers up there in this bitch. We are at what are we at right now? We're at 83, I think it is.
83, yeah. I thought.
83. We're at 83, man. So make sure y'all keep joining that member. We get 100 Patreon people. We go take Rob to that black barbershop. He gets that haircut. We get him sliced up real nice, man, out here, man.
So make sure you get to 100. I like how you're brushing your beard. It's not really about the beard.
Yeah.
They're going to line you up. You're going to get.
Oh, that line.
Hey, what you think he's going to look like if he goes to a black barber? We say, give him the black haircut.
Yo, you going to look. Yay.
Yeah. We hit him with a taper.
Yo, that's
and a line on with the connection side, with the beard.
Yo. Got the part.
Fucking
yo.
Over, dog.
Yo, that shit going to be crazy.
We might have to get him an outfit, too.
Yo,
outfit?
Oh, can I come? Can I help?
That might not be a bad idea.
Why not?
Oh, my God. You're going to look so pretty. I'm excited.
She's gonna have you out here dressed like a Studio Ghibli character. You're gonna be out here dressed like how?
Gotta get the two parts.
Oh my God.
Can we do that?
No,
absolutely not.
It'll be nice.
No.
Some sneakers.
So yeah, make sure, I'm telling y'all, if y'all Patreon people, make sure you join that Patreon. We are going to document that whole fucking thing that goes down, man. We really appreciate y'all. 17
short. Tell your friends to join the Patreon.
And thank y'all as always for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We are out.
And so anime was solved forever.